especially since we had a bye week and we kind of, you know, were a little bit slow 2 weeks ago, kind of an off week and trying to get some stuff healed, some injuries healed. But I think we did a good job bouncing back this week and had a pretty good week of practice, and we're obviously excited. It was a great atmosphere on campus, and people were kind of alive around campus. So that's just fun to be able to play and be a part of a team like that.
We were talking when you went into the game, you know, Chris unfortunately injured that shoulder again, but you get out there and immediately it's 3rd and 6. Welcome to the ball game, McKenzie.
Yeah, kind of got a little bit of experience in kind of hopping in a few different games. So I just, you know, felt confident and felt really confident in my teammates around me that they were going to make plays, and I just needed to do my job. So, you know, it's a great team performance out there. So,
after the way the game went early for Vanderbilt, how important was it to get that momentum change? The defense helped that. The return by Moore helped that. But to score that touchdown right before the half was really huge for this team.
That was great to get some momentum going into halftime. But at the same time, just something about this team, I feel like we just kind of know how to win and have the will to win. And, you know, what is our defense giving up, like 3 points in the second half the whole year or something? So, you know, even if we're struggling a little bit on offense in the first half, we know we can come out there and they're not going to score much in the second half. So, but that was great to get some momentum. And then we came out and got some momentum right after halftime too, and kind of kept it for the rest of the game. So,
take us through the touchdown play to Wheeler, the one we mentioned right before the half, a rocket throw by you, and he made a great catch at the goal line.
He made a great catch. Had kind of a tight window. We were kind of pushing the goal line, so they kind of had the defense squeeze a little bit. And they had, you know, two safeties high, so I knew there was going to be a little bit of a window there, and I threw it pretty early, and he turned his head at the last second and made a great catch. So Justin, we'll have a lot of confidence in him, and as I do in the rest of my receivers. So
it looks like you developed some pretty good chemistry with those guys, especially Justin, as the game went along.
Yeah, and I mean, me and Justin go back from, we played scout team together, you know, when we first showed up, and me and Wheeler and Larry Simmons and a couple guys, you know, just threw all the time together freshman year, so we kind of have some chemistry built up from like a while back. So
you guys are able to take the lead in the third period with 7:09. You hit Brandon Martin on a one-yard play. A couple passes before that, Wheeler and George Smith kind of set that up for you.
Yeah, like I said, you know, great team performance. Linemen were doing a great job keeping them off me for the most part and give me some time to throw it, and we just kind of pick them apart driving down the field. And you know, it was a little bit of a dangerous throw to Barton, but, you know, I had confidence in him, and I threw it up high where I thought only he could get it and let him make a play like he's done before. So, you know, great catch by him.
Vanderbilt quarterback McKenzie Adams is our guest, our Geico player of the game. Then it gets into the fourth quarter, and this defense and offense, you guys seem to do whatever it takes to win the game. May not have put a million points on the board, but you made the plays that it took. You got a great punt, and the defense, it seemed like, had them in third and long all night long.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, we wanted to score a little bit and help our defense out, but, you know, we put some good drives together and ate some clock and drove the field and put them in good field position, you know, put our defense in good field position, and, you know, they played great as they have the whole season, and, you know, I'm so grateful for what such a great defense we have. You know, I have so much confidence in them. So
the punt by Upton was huge, wasn't it?
And special teams has been playing good all year. You know, Hoffelt let one slip a little bit, but, you know, he's fine, and Upton's been doing a great job too. So special teams play has been great too.
McKenzie, what is it about this team that's different this year? Everybody's saying, well, you know, this team is different. Seen in years past, things may not have gone your way toward the end of games, but this year it's all turned around, hasn't it?
I mean, it has turned around, and we kind of kid around, and we have my class is a really big class. We have like almost 30 kids, and we kind of call ourselves the Revolution. Our class, we kind of came in, and you know, there's some great players here that helped mold us and everything like that, and we kind of took that and ran with it, and Coach has done a great job recruiting and getting good players in here, and now, you know, kind of rolling a little bit. So we got a long way to go, though. So.
Well, 5-0 now, and you know, you got to be thinking big things in terms of the SEC picture, what all you guys can really accomplish this season. But I know it all begins with Mississippi State next week.
We only have one game on our mind right now. You know, that's our next one against Mississippi State. So, you know, we'll prepare hard this week and go down to Mississippi and play them hard, too. So.
It was a special night here at Vanderbilt. McKenzie, congratulations.
Appreciate that.
All right, McKenzie Adams, our Geico player of the game, Vanderbilt junior quarterback out of Tulsa. Commodores win it 14-13 tonight over Auburn to improve to 5-0 on the season. More of the Coca-Cola postgame report coming up next.